This is White House Report Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Mission Network News, for the second straight year, the celebration of Ramadan has been restricted by the COVID-19 pandemic. However, Muslims have more freedom to move and celebrate than they did last year. Peter from Cry Out Now says, "We are recognizing this is a key time for us as a body to pray. There's a shaking going on, I believe, in Islam with mosques not open as much. People are a little bit more uncertain to be able to go and pray together with others. I just see the body of Christ really stepping up and praying into this. In a sense, our weapon is prayer and worship. As Christians visit their Muslim friends and neighbors, pray hearts would be open to hearing the gospel. Muslims see Jesus as a mighty prophet, but they do not believe he is the one with God the Father or that he has risen from the dead." According to International Christian Concern, International Christian Concern has learned that on April 28th, two preachers from the Beijing-based Zion Church were taken from their homes and put in detention. According to urgent prayer requests sent out by the now disbanded house church, local police removed preacher Kie Jiafu from his home in Changping district at 11:30 p.m. on April 28th for the purpose of interrogation. Despite multiple phone calls to the Shahi police station, Zion Church members were unable to learn about the motive behind Kia's detention. Preacher Huang Shunzi's detention, despite taking place at the same time, was only discovered 3 days later, and her church was occupied with assisting Kia's family. The last time her church members heard from her was on April 28th, when she notified them that local authorities were at her door. She soon went missing. The church is asking for prayers so that Peter Huang will be given all the strength she needs from the Lord and that the Lord will make a way so the church can gain current updates. They also pray for sufficient grace for Peter Kie and the many servants who are paying the price for Christ in this day and age. According to Mission Network News, the term COVID casualties describes more than people who die of COVID-19. Kenya Hope's Joy Mueller says the pandemic-related suffering she saw during a recent trip to Kenya broke her heart. "People don't have work. They don't have money. They can't buy even the most basic things of life." Some of the other casualties are the children because of the prolonged time out of school, Mueller says. It didn't take long for a child marriage crisis to surface in Kenya following the onset of a pandemic. Selling a daughter becomes tempting when parents run out of money. Getting medical care is another significant problem exacerbated by the pandemic. "During our trip, we saw hospitals turning patients away because they didn't have enough beds," Mueller says. "Many medical disorders are treatable, but paying for that treatment is another issue. Because of the poverty, there's a lot of hopelessness," Mueller says of the rural communities where Kenya Hope partners with local Christians. "Kenya Hope is a holistic ministry. We don't just preach the gospel. We try to live the gospel. We try to be the hands and feet of Jesus." According to Assist News Service, at the height of the recent riots in Northern Ireland, Leading the Way launched a social media campaign over the Easter weekend, posting a series of evangelistic Finding True Peace video messages from their founder and president, Dr. Michael Youssef. After seeing the riots in Belfast, we decided to reach out on social media to young people across the city with these messages of hope from Dr. Youssef, as well as offering a free Finding True Peace booklet, explains Leading the Way's social media coordinator, Paul Fenton. The scale of the response was surprising, unexpected, and a huge answer to many prayers. On Facebook, thousands of young people watched the videos across Belfast, as well as tens of thousands across Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland. Nearly 400 people visited the Finding True Peace website, which provides a simple explanation of the Christian faith and how Jesus provides the only hope to a world that increasingly needs to know the love of God in their lives. On YouTube, over 17,000 people watched the video. 30% were under 24 years of age and from Northern Ireland. In the midst of so much uncertainty and tensions around the world, it's encouraging to see how so many of the next generation, including those in Northern Ireland, are searching for true and lasting peace, which can only be found in Jesus Christ, said Dr. Youssef. According to Mission Network News, Saudi Arabia and four neighboring countries are banning Lebanese produce after massive drug seizures. On April 23rd, Saudi authorities seized millions of amphetamine pills concealed in a shipment of pomegranates from Lebanon. A day prior, Greek authorities intercepted a shipment of cannabis en route from Lebanon to Slovakia, following tips from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. Drugs have always been an issue in Lebanon. It's an under-the-table issue, Hearts for Lebanon's Tom Atema says. This is my 20th year going to Lebanon, Atema says, describing an atmosphere very different than the one he experienced during his first visit in 1991. You can feel the country in free fall. But on the other side of the coin, this has opened up another whole group of people who are compassionately seeking answers and seeking Jesus. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're saying there's got to be something better. Even Muslims are done with their religion. One person told me, it's empty. There's nothing to it. Can you help me understand who Jesus is? Because I keep hearing his name. According to Assist News Service, a British maritime archaeologist claims that he has discovered proof of the elusive biblical King Solomon and his purported maritime empire that was formed through a political alliance with the ancient Phoenicians who ruled in present-day Lebanon. According to All Israel News, Dr. Sean Kingsley is challenging this narrative with his new findings, arguing that the biblical account of Solomon is largely accurate. While archaeologists traditionally search for evidence of Solomon in Israel, Kingsley adopted an alternative investigation, focusing on finding evidence of the Mediterranean Empire that Solomon, according to the Bible, built through his alliance with the Phoenician King Hiram. Kingsley's quest for finding evidence of King Solomon's existence brought him to Spain, far away from the Holy Land. Kingsley argues that he discovered a Phoenician coast in the western Mediterranean, consisting of several sites connected to trade and mining, including Rio Tinto in Spain. According to Mission Network News, as COVID-19 vaccines continue to roll out worldwide, Christian ministries are leading the charge in certain countries. For example, Mission Aviation Fellowship serves remote villages in Lesotho, a small country completely surrounded by South Africa. Grant Sturgnell, a pilot with MAF, has helped fly COVID-19 vaccines to clinics in Lesotho's mountains and other hard-to-reach areas. The majority of our flying in Lesotho is actually in partnership with the Lesotho government and specifically the Lesotho Flying Doctor Service. So most of the flights that we do are in some way connected to the Department of Health and to the medical work that they're doing in the country. We've been really nicely positioned to very naturally assist with the delivery of vaccines to some of the most remote places in Lesotho. By reaching Lesotho's remote communities with vaccine access, MAF is being the hands and feet of Jesus in the pandemic. Strugnell says, we see one of our main missions here as directly meeting some of these physical needs. And we believe that is reflecting the gospel in its own way, using the tools we've got and partnering with local Lesotho people here who are already doing the work. Helping them in very tangible ways definitely does open doors for the gospel. You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Jesus Christ, just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you.